We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, I'm Sean Anderson of CHGO White Sox.
And I'm Adam Hogue from CHGO Bears.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style. CHGO Tavern Style is presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Ave location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. On Tavern Style, we're going to be talking about Chris Getz and did he make a mistake accepting the job? Oh, no, that's
yes,
not it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think he asked for this, you know?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Begged and pleaded.
We'll see how he feels in 2 years.
Please fire Rick Hahn. We're talking if Chris Getz made a mistake this offseason not trading Dylan Cease. First off, I want to ask you, I know that your former score mate, Lawrence Holmes, is now swearing off the White Sox. I don't know if, you know, my elder White Sox fans are just abandoning the fandom. Are you abandoning the fandom? Have you even been paying attention this offseason?
That's where I like to be clear. I'm not making some giant declaration that, like, I'm done with this team. I'm going to go pick another team. I just don't care anymore. It's worse. I think that's worse, but that's honestly how I feel. Like, I just don't care. Make me care again. I'm not saying I'm not going to come back. Changing ownership would certainly help. But, like, I can't control that. I just don't care right now. Make me care.
Well, and hey, you like the Minnesota Stadium so much. I feel like you bring it up all the time. I mean, they're alluring you. They're probably going to win the AL Central.
I took my son James to a White Sox Twins game last year, and when it was 10-3 by the second inning, he was rooting for the Twins, and I was sitting there being like, I can't blame him. They've given him two balls already at this game. They're winning. What am I supposed to do as a father here?
Hey, hopefully the White Sox get a new stadium so it can impress James nice. A little bit. You could show him all the stuff that's not White Sox baseball. But it's more of the casual fan, you know, like what is your take? Like, did you care much about even the Dylan C stuff? Like, were you even paying attention to that?
I mean, a little bit, but not really. I think, but when it comes on, you know, down to, am I surprised he's still on the team right now? Probably going to be the opening day starter. No, because I do actually think like Chris Getz is playing this right. I don't think he's made a mistake. We've all seen Dylan C pitch better than he did last year and have that, probably his market be higher than it currently is or was this offseason. Like, were there maybe moments where he potentially turned down more than he'll ultimately get? Well, that's up to Dylan Cease and how he performs this year. Certainly there's a chance that that happened. We don't know that yet, though, so I don't blame Chris Getz for, all right, well, let's throw him back out there. Let's see if we can build that value back up, because I still think there's enough time left on that contract where you could trade him midseason, you could trade him before the deadline, and if he's more of the guy we saw a couple of years ago, then you're probably going to get more. So I don't mind him being patient.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of makes me sick to my stomach because it is like the one thing that they have to maybe, you know, really push this thing all forward. There's a stat. Their top 30 prospects, 16 of them were acquired in August or later. So they have done a great job of rebuilding this farm. They've really just completely flipped over. Half of the players that are in their top 30 now are outside of the system last year. So I think he's done a good job in that aspect. But also, what if it was like 20 players in their top 30 or, yeah, you know, 22? Like, you see Spencer Jones having a great spring training. And I know it's spring training and he's doing great with the Yankees. But there's been such an issue with right field. They're doing basically the opposite of Spencer Jones. He's 6'6", 260, huge. They went out and got a little small guy to go play right field who's 5'6", and a little slap hitter, right? Like, it's a position of need. If he did push that offer away, it does make me sick to my stomach, because now we just have to sit here until July or August. And Dylan Cease could build his value back up, but also it's like holding a stock. You never know what could come down. And like, what if Dylan Cease like gets injured? Like, then he's just totally screwed. I think he might have made a mistake.
What are you saying that right field's still in need for the White Sox? We're here for the 11th consecutive season. Wait, next thing you're gonna tell me that they still don't have a second baseman.
Yeah, I kind of hate to break it to you. They don't have a second baseman either. Did you hear about shortstop?
Yeah. Well, I did see that guy, he's on the Marlins now, so that means he's not on the White Sox. I let me turn this around on you a little bit. Just, do you think there's any chance that Dylan Cease ends up not getting moved? That he's a part of this thing for more years.
That's going to take us in a different direction. First, let me let you know about Salerno's. Stop over by Salerno's on tap at Salerno's at tap at 1201 West Grand in Chicago and enjoy our tavern style pizza and ice cold beers before heading to Blackhawks and Bulls games. And if you're not going to the game, you could dine in and watch the games live on their big screen TVs, or you can call them for carryout and delivery at 312-666-3444 or visit salernospizza.com. The issue with that, Adam Hoge, I don't know if you've ever heard of this man, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have.
I think that Chris Getz, in this position you just took over, it's kind of like, you know, your thought process of I think Washington's, the Commanders' front mm-hmm. office, like, you know, they're fresh in there. They kind of want to make their move. If they could get Caleb Williams, I think that'd be great for the new ownership and the new GM. Like, I think Chris Getz probably wants to make his mark, and he probably thinks the world of Dylan Cease, because I think most of baseball does. That's a great guy to give an extension to, and likely if you are talking extension 2 years out, you could get a little bit of a discount. So I think they're probably in a market at this point. You had your chance to trade him in the offseason. Right now, you could either sign him to an extension and be happy with Dylan Cease for like the next 6 years, or you just have to wait and hold your breath until July and hope that, you know, he's still a viable trade asset, because, you know, if he pitches well and he's healthy, sure, but it's a lot of ifs.
Yeah, I just, like, I wonder with all the talent that they have brought in here, you mentioned flipping over the farm system. I don't know that you're going to have all, I mean, you're not going to have enough answers by August, obviously, but it just makes me wonder if that's another reason why they were patient to kind of see how this unfolds for a few months at the start of the season. I mean, I think we all think they're going to suck, right? Yes. Like, but regardless of the results, just the pieces they might have, maybe Chris Getz will feel a little bit differently about what the picture is in front of him July, August, and maybe that does change what he does with Dylan Cease. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, but maybe that's part of why he was patient.
It's weird though, because they finally have depth, like now with all of these guys that they have in their system. I mean, they have, I think, five guys that could be major league starters that are, you know, 22 to 25 ish that will be in the Charlotte roster. Like, there's Nick Nastrini, who they acquired from the Dodgers. I think that he could be in the rotation, but right now it looks like they have Flex and Soroka, Kopech, Fetty, and Cease, and then also Garrett Crochet, who might not be a starter. It seems like the rotation's a little bit crowded. I feel like they could give guys, especially now in this time when you know you're going to suck, the room to grow. Like, what would Nick Nastrini look like if he played a year of baseball? And then in 2025, you do have the ability to spend. You'll have Luis Robert Jr. You'll have what you just acquired for Dylan Cease, and Nick Nastrini will have that experience. Like, I don't know. I think there is no reason for Dylan Cease to be on this team, because when people are looking at that projection of like 62 and a half wins, they're going to skyrocket past that if their defense is truly improved. I think MLB.com said that they were going to have a top 10 defense. They're going to go from like negative 17 outs above average to plus 17.
I'll see it just when I
totally
it.
Flip it. I get it. But then also with Dylan Cease, like maybe they'll be a little bit too good, but I'm glad you can get your small White Sox thoughts out.
Yeah, they're small these days, but just play better baseball. Please, God, do that.
Thanks, Jerry Reinsdorf.
We all silly like the mayor.